Rock and Roll Hound. Talented musician Matt McLaren, 27, became a household name after reaching the finals of the National Australia's Got Talent program, accompanied by his beloved guide dog, Stamford. With the help of Stamford, Matt has travelled around Australia and all over the world, performing in gigs up to 6 nights a week. He sings and plays the keyboard as a solo artist or as part of a small band, performing an eclectic mix of pop, funk, dance and blues covers, all while working full-time running his recording business. In late 2015, Matt made the nerve-wracking decision to audition for the popular TV show, Australia's Got Talent. His stunning performance was met with a standing ovation, and with the public behind him, Matt got through to the 2016 Grand Finals, where he gave another mind-blowing performance. Stamford took all the excitement in his stride. Matt first became involved with Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT when he was 3.
John Payne, an orientation and mobility instructor, came to see me in my small country town to teach me how to use a cane. When I finished school and moved out of home to live in Newcastle, I started to gig. At that point, the cane just wasn't doing it for me, especially when I needed to carry equipment. I needed to be able to go to new environments and adapt quickly and easily, so a guide dog was the obvious choice. I haven't looked back since.
With clients at his recording studio 5 days a week and gigs almost every night, Matt and Stamford are always on the go.
Having Stamford lets me get out and be independent. He has been very adaptable and is great around the loud music and the general shenanigans that go on at live gigs. And he definitely gets a lot of attention. Whenever I come off stage, everyone wants to pat him, and I have to tell them he's still working, even though he's in a bar.
Matt's advice for young people living with vision impairment is to get out, work hard, and allow yourself to be the best you possibly can.